Good evening. I'm John Yang. After weeks of escalating tensions, President Trump increased pressure on Venezuela today by declaring that the nation's airspace should be considered closed, even though he doesn't have the legal authority to close it. With a substantial U.S. military buildup in the region, today's announcement fuels speculation about what's next. Earlier this week, Mr. Trump said his war on drug smuggling would soon enter a new phase.
And in recent weeks, you've been working to deter Venezuelan drug traffickers, of which there are many, and we'll be starting to stop them by land also. The land is easier, but that's going to start very soon. We'd warn them, stop sending poison to our country.
Since September, U.S. forces have struck nearly two dozen boats alleged to be carrying drugs in the Caribbean and the Eastern Pacific, killing an estimated 80 people. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says his country will defend itself against any foreign threat. Overnight in Ukraine, Russia carried out a deadly barrage of drone and missile attacks. At least three people were killed in and around the country's capital city. Kyiv's mayor said dozens of others were injured as debris from intercepted drones fell onto residential buildings. The Ukrainian delegation has arrived in the United States for more discussions about a possible peace deal. And next week, Trump administration officials are to go to Moscow. On the year's busiest travel weekend, the FAA has ordered airlines to update software in a widely used aircraft by midnight tonight. Airbus issued a software fix for about 6,000 of its A320 family of jets after an analysis found that solar radiation bursts may corrupt key data needed for flight controls. They say that's likely why a JetBlue flight suddenly lost altitude last month, sending more than a dozen people to hospitals. American, Delta, and United all say they expect the fix to be done quickly and with minimal disruption. The acclaimed British playwright Tom Stoppard has died. His career spanned decades. He won 5 Best Play Tony Awards, the first in 1968 for the absurdist twist on Hamlet, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. His last in 2023 for the drama Leopoldstadt. He also won a screenwriting Oscar for 1998's Shakespeare in Love. Tom Stoppard was 88.